The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, the schedule for Beyoncé's Renaissance World Tour is out, and for now, there's one stop in North Carolina, and it's at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte on August 9th. The tour is in support of the singer's seventh album, Renaissance, which is up for several Grammy Awards. She last played Raleigh during her Formation World Tour. Okay, that's Beyoncé, Bank of America Stadium, Charlotte, August 9th. Hard to take it seriously, but you've no doubt heard. Quarterback Tom Brady has announced he's retiring from football, and he says this time it's for good. You may remember he announced on February 1st last year that he was retiring. 40 days later, he changed his mind. Brady's been part of the NFL for 23 years, and of course he's collected a few Super Bowl rings, in fact, seven of them. The Bad Boys franchise is getting another sequel, that from the stars Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. The news of Bad Boys 4 was announced on social media by Smith and Martin. No word on when we might expect the movie, but the film is in early pre-production. Dr. Phil is calling it quits on his popular daytime television show. The former psychologist, Dr. Phil McGraw, says there are other things he wants to do. The 72-year-old did not offer details on what's next, but it does not include retirement. Another Wayback record has apparently become a hit again. Linda Ronstadt's 1970 hit, Long, Long Time, has become a hit again because of HBO's newest hit show, The Last of Us. The song was played no less than three times, including once by Ronstadt via cassette tape. Spotify says streams of the song at 1 hour-long point jumped 4,900% compared to the week prior. Well, there's a lot going on in connection with the upcoming NHL Stadium Series game between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Washington Capitals. Two of the events are the day before the outdoor game, Friday, February 17th. There's the Carolina Hurricanes Fan Fest. It starts at 11 on Friday morning on Fayetteville Street. It's free and open to the public with photo opportunities with the Stanley Cup, former Hurricanes players signing autographs, food trucks, live music, fireworks, street hockey, craft beer, art installations, photo stations, inflatables, and a kids zone. Then Friday night, there's the pre-party show with Hootie and the Blowfish and Susto at PNC Arena. Saturday night's face-off between the Hurricanes and the Capitals is at Carter-Finley Stadium, with the puck dropping at 8 o'clock. The parking lots will be open at 2, with all parking expected to be general admission. Parking will cost $40 per car. Fans should arrive early to account for the large crowd. The Truly pregame zone will open in the PNC Arena East parking lot at 2 for fans and is free for anyone who has a ticket to the game. The zone is the official tailgating location of the stadium series. The weekend's events continue Monday, February 20th. The ice at Carter-Finley Stadium will be open to Triangle Area youth hockey teams for open skates. At 4 o'clock, the team's annual alumni game will bring back players from the past teams as the franchise celebrates its 25th season in North Carolina with a game at Carter-Finley Stadium. The event will be free for fans to attend, but donations to the Carolina Hurricanes Foundation are welcome at entrances. Parking for that event is $10. Then there's the UNC-NC State Club Hockey game, and that's at 7 o'clock. Rival teams hit the ice in Raleigh for the annual matchup, but this time they'll clash at Carter-Finley Stadium. There is no cost to attend. Parking is $10. All right, Arts Access is North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. Arts Access has spent the past 38 years advocating for the rights of people with disabilities, working with cultural arts organizations to build inclusive programming, and working with schools to ensure K-12 arts curriculum is inclusive and accessible to kids with disabilities. Currently, Arts Access North Carolina employs a roster of 15-plus contract audio describers in North Carolina who describe live theater, visual art, and dance performances for patrons who are blind or have low vision. Now, the following is a listing of events currently available for audio description. Saturday, February 11th, it's Dream Girls. Of course, about a time in American musical history when rhythm and blues blended with other styles of popular music to create a new American sound. Through exploring themes of ambition, hope, and betrayal, Dream Girls reveals the behind-the-scenes reality of the competitive entertainment industry. This is a North Carolina theater event at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Sunday, February 12th, Valentine's Concert with audio description and tactile tour of instruments. Concert is at 2 o'clock. The tour is at 3. It's held at the Church of the Nativity on Ray Road in Raleigh. Tuesday, March 7th, They Do Not Know Harlem. Bear witness to an extraordinary immersive performance by artist, dancer, and storyteller Tristan Andre, who summons the spirit of James Baldwin in an excavation of a black and queer life lived in a not always welcoming world. This is Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill, 7:30 performance. And finally, Sunday, March 26th, Fancy Nancy the Musical. Fancy Nancy and her friends are going to be performing in their very first show, Deep Sea Dances. Now, Nancy is positive that she and her friend Bree will be picked to be mermaids, but that doesn't happen, and she's stuck playing a dreary and dull tree. This is the 5:30 performance at Raleigh Little Theater. A sensory-friendly performance is set for April 1st at 2 o'clock. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Tuesday through Sunday, February 7th through the 12th, that's Green Dream Girls, a North Carolina theater event at Memorial Auditorium, as we described just previously in the Arts Access. Friday, February 10th, it's Rouge, a cirque and dance cabaret. Enjoy a range of acts in breakdancing, hand balancing, aerial silks, contemporary dance, and much more that will move you in so many ways. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 10th and 11th, it's Revolution, the music of the Beatles, a symphonic experience from the North Carolina Symphony. A unique symphonic experience featuring guest violinists and the symphony performing restored orchestrations from the original sessions at Abbey Road. Friday, February 17th, the history of gospel music. This is a narrated musical. It takes you on a journey through time and music. It tells the story of how gospel music began from slavery times all the way through today. Songs used by slaves to communicate movement to freedom. Songs used by our ancestors to help them get through the pain and turmoil they were suffering. Songs that tell of our deliverance from bondage. Songs that ignite our spirit in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Songs that capture the attention of our youth today. Songs that give the answer to the question, why do we sing? Friday and Saturday, February 17th and 18th, Duke Energy Center, Dvorak's Symphony No. 7 from the North Carolina Symphony. Experience an emotional journey beginning with the pathos and turmoil of Schumann's overture, passing through the contemplative intimacy of Mendelssohn's duet concertino, and culminating in Dvorak's ambitious expression of the desire for the world to flourish. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, and 8 o'clock performances both nights. Friday, February 24th, an evening with Gregory Porter. To truly experience Porter and his talent, his live performances are essential. One review of his recent show in the UK described the performance as captivating and the night as an hour and a half of magical happiness being held at Memorial Auditorium. Also Friday, February 24th, Sierra Hall and Justice Moses. This is a Pinecone event. Sierra Hall is a multi-IBMA award winner, including the 2022 Mandolin Player of the Year. Her husband, Justin Moses, is also widely recognized as a player and recording artist. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, Mozart Requiem from the North Carolina Symphony. And that's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, March 1st, Pieces of Gold. Pieces of Gold is an annual arts extravaganza produced by the Wake County Public School System and Wake Education Partnership. Students and teachers work throughout the year to produce performances that support the curriculum as well as entertain an enthusiastic audience. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Friday, March 3rd, it's the Kruger Brothers. Celebrate Doc Watson's 100th birthday. This is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. The performance starts at 7. Saturday, March 4th, New Jack City Memorial Auditorium with performances at 3 and 8. March 9th through the 26th, Mozart Symphony No. 40, and this is from the Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, March 10th, Friday Favorites, selections from Peer Gynt, North Carolina Symphony. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Friday and Saturday, March 10th and 11th, Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 3 from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. The performance starts at 8. Friday and Saturday, March 17th and 18th, In the Air Tonight, the music of Phil Collins and Genesis from the North Carolina Symphony. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock, both nights. All right, let's switch to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. The listing starts Wednesday, February 8th, Dancing with the Stars Live 2023 Tour. America's favorite dance show is back on tour. See the ballroom brought to life in this brand new production featuring your favorite Dancing with the Stars pros, plus special guest stars. With dazzling routines in every style, jaw-dropping talent, and nonstop entertainment. Thursday through Saturday, February 9th through the 11th at DPAC, Widespread Panic. They've been together for over three decades. During that time, they sold over 3 million albums and 4 million downloads. 12 years ago, the band opened its vault and began to release live recordings through its archive series of releases, spotlighting exceptional shows spanning the band's entire career. All shows start at 7:30. Tuesday through Sunday, February 14th through the 19th, The Book of Mormon. The New York Times calls it the best musical of this century. The Washington Post says it is the kind of evening that restores your faith in musicals. This outrageous musical comedy follows the adventures of a mismatched pair of missionaries sent halfway across the world to spread the good word. Tuesday, February 21st, An Evening to Shine. As in years past, hundreds of choral and dance students representing all of the district schools will perform. Proceeds from An Evening to Shine support the Durham Promise Scholarship Fund, a community-funded scholarship program administered by the Durham Public School Foundation. That show starts at 7. Wednesday, February 22nd, is Brandi Carlile, a special solo performance. The upcoming performances add to yet another monumental year for Carlile, who is nominated for 7 awards at the 65th Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Best Americana Album, Best Americana Performance, Best American Roots Song, Best Rock Performance, and Best Rock Song. Friday through Sunday, February 24th through the 26th, Riverdance, a powerful and stirring reinvention of this beloved favorite, celebrated over the world for its Grammy Award-winning score and the thrilling energy and passion of its Irish and international dance. February 28th, which is a Tuesday, through Sunday, March 5th, Jagged Little Pill, the musical. Joy, love, heartache, strength, wisdom, catharsis, life. Everything we've been waiting to see in a Broadway show is here in the exhilarating, fearless new musical based on Alanis Morissette's world-changing music. Wednesday, March 8th, Trixie and Katya Live. Friday, March 10th, it's Nashville Songwriters. Sunday, March 12th, Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Tuesday, March 14th, El Devo, a New Day Tour. Thursday, March 16th through Sunday, March 19th, American Ballet Theater presents Giselle. This part of Duke Performances. Friday through Monday, March 24th through the 27th, Trevor Noah, Off the Record Tour. And Tuesday, March 28th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. That's all at Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. All right, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, February 9th, Nick Swardson, Make Joke from Face Tour. Nick is a stand-up comedian, actor, writer, and producer, known for his co-starring roles with Adam Sandler, his character Terry on Reno 911, Grandma's Boy, Bucky Larson, and his own shows, Comedy Central's Pretend Time and Typical Rick. Friday, February 10th, Dimitri Martin, the Joke Machine Tour. Dimitri won the Perrier Award at the International Fringe Festival in Edinburgh for his one-man show, If I. At the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, he is showed Dr. Ernest Parrott presents Dimitri Martin, won Australia's Barry Award. Dimitri has released 3 stand-up comedy albums and 4 hour-long stand-up comedy specials. Saturday, February 11th at Carolina Theater, Angel Olsen and the Big Time Band. Big Time is an album about the expansive power of new love, but this brightness and optimism is tempered by a profound and layered sense of loss. During Olsen's process of coming to terms with her queerness and confronting the traumas that had been keeping her from fully accepting herself, she felt it was time to come out to her parents, a hurdle she'd been avoiding for some time. Saturday, February 18th, Shauna Tucker, Chamber Soul Cello and Songs. Lyrical storyteller, soulful cellist, dynamic singer-songwriter, fun teaching artist. That's Shauna Tucker. Her unique genre of chamber soul weaves together jazz, roots folk, acoustic pop, and a touch of R&B into melodies that echo in your head for days. That show starts at 11 a.m. Saturday, February 18th, the Monty Grand Slam, an event 9 months in the making. The Monty Grand Slam pits our regular season Story Slam champions against each other with brand new stories on an entirely new theme. Thursday, February 23rd, Tower of Power. For over 50 years, Tower of Power has delivered the best in funk and soul music. Tower's window-rattling grooves and raucous party spirit has been a balm for the soul throughout their half-century of existence. Friday, March 3rd, Nikki Glaser, the Good Girl Tour, one of the funniest female voices in comedy today. For over a decade at clubs and theaters across the country, and as the host of 3 hit podcasts, she has been honing her shockingly honest, no-holds-barred style of comedy. And that show starts at 7. Saturday, March 4th, Felipe Esperanza, the Big Foo Tour. Thursday, March 9th, Miranda Sings featuring Colleen Ballinger. Friday, March 10th is Jerry Cantrell, Brighton Tour 2023. Saturday, March 11th, Uncle Devin, 11 a.m. show. Saturday, March 11th, the ICCA South semifinal. That show starts at 7. Tuesday, March 14th, Liz Wright. Sunday, March 19th, Sarah Silverman, the Grow Some Lips Tour. And Tuesday, March 21st, Tales as Tall as the Sky. 2 performances, 9:45 and 11:20 a.m. All right, the Wake Forest Renaissance Center. Saturday, February 11th, Shauna Tucker, Valentine's Day brunch. Cellist and singer-songwriter, Tucker invites you in with her voice and captures your heart with her unique chamber soul style. The concert starts at 11. Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th, Wake Forest Film Festival. Spotlight passionate, creative, and thought-provoking movies by some of today's most promising and accomplished local, national, and international filmmakers. The two-day film showcase will engage audiences with films of all lengths and genres. Saturday, March 25th at the Wake Forest Renaissance Center, Living Rhythms African Drumming. It's a free performance, and it's actually at the Alston Massenburg Center. Performances are an educational, transformative, and exciting exploration of drumming and dance of West Africa. Saturday, April 22nd, Croce Plays Croce, which is sold out, but maybe you can get on a will call list. A.J. Croce's career spans three decades, touring with a wide range of musicians, B.B. King, Ray Charles, Willie Nelson, and the Neville Brothers. While A.J. has always traveled on his own musical road, he will bring his unique concert that celebrates his own music and the music of his father, Jim Croce. That performance starts at 7:30. Friday, May 5th, Happy Dan, the Magic Man. Happy Dan is that slightly silly, can't wait to see him, loving uncle that everyone knows and loves. The laughter never stops as he struggles with his misbehaving props, and the children come to his rescue. Happy Dan has traveled the world entertaining families for more than three decades. Free admission to this show, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. That's Friday, May 5th. Happy Dan, the Magic Man, at the Wake Forest Renaissance Center. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.